A reading from Bede's Life of St. Cuthbert, chapter 33. At this same time the plague broke out and dealt such havoc that of villages and estates once crowded with inhabitants only a tiny scattered remnant remained, and sometimes not even that. Our Most Holy Father Cuthbert went round the diocese with unflagging zeal, preaching and bringing much needed consolation to the few people left. Even having gone through COVID, I suspect we have only the vaguest idea of what plague really meant in pre-industrial societies. The effects of the Black Death in the 1300s is pretty well documented. It's thought that something like half of the population of Europe died in the plague. In England, there are good records of whole villages being wiped out. Nowhere was safe. It seems to be something like that, though hundreds of years earlier, of course, that Cuthbert is referring to in tonight's little passage. The plague broke out and dealt such havoc that of villages and estates once crowded with inhabitants, only a tiny scattered remnant remained, and sometimes not even that. It's a bleak statement delivered by Bede, without embellishment or emotion, but we should maybe pause on it. We can use our imaginations to get some grasp of what was going on. Devastating outbreaks affecting whole families for sure, with the young and the weak particularly vulnerable, but no one exempt. People unable through illness or family loss to carry out their normal work, a dire situation in what was an already precarious life, not far off a subsistence living, crops not planted, animals not looked after, rents not paid, no medical care, just love and tenderness from those well enough and brave enough to give it. A dark cloud of loss and helplessness and future hopelessness hanging over the whole region. The temptation to hunker down, bar the doors and keep outsiders outside must have been very, very real to those on the island of Lindisfarne, but that is not what Cuthbert did. Into that awfulness, Cuthbert brings the light of Christ. He does so, we are told, with unflagging zeal, an aspect of his character we now know well. And he does so in two ways. To start with the second first, because it's the more obvious one to our way of thinking, he brings, we are told, much needed consolation to the few people left. We don't know how, but we can guess from other passages. I do, by the way, commend Bede's short life of St. Cuthbert to you. We can guess from other passages that he was both practical and just showing ordinary compassion, a ministry of presence and care. It is good if Cuthbert perhaps rebukes us a little. That is maybe what saints are for, a ministry of presence and of care amidst need and disaster. It's what Christians are for, part of it at any rate. I reflect on whether we did that adequately during COVID. We tried, for sure, but that does not mean we cannot learn to do better. Bringing much needed consolation, that's our saintly model for the future. But that is not all Cuthbert did. As he went round the diocese with that unflagging zeal, so also he preached. It's worth us pausing on that too. If we've found anything admirable in Cuthbert's life as we've touched on it, and I hope you have, then the example of what he did is one to be pondered carefully. He was no fanatic, we've seen that. He wasn't just preaching at people, but caring for them in deed as well as word. But even at this, the moment of greatest possible need for his flock, even at this time of disaster, as well as offering care, he preached. That is, he brought the good news of Jesus Christ, Christ the light, Christ incarnate, him in ministry, him crucified, him dead and him buried, and Christ risen from the dead and ascended into heaven. It was a situation in which our every instinct might be to say, now is not the moment for preaching, but he preached. Compassionate care, yes, always. Bringing the good news of Christ also in words, yes, always. If Cuthbert teaches us anything, it is that there is never a wrong moment to announce the good news of Christ. How might this impact us? There is no event, no funeral, no memorial, no work in the community, no groups which we run. There is nothing at which we should not tell of the good news of Jesus Christ. Appropriately, of course, sometimes briefly, and always with sensitivity, but tell it. Hearing the good news of Jesus Christ in every situation, applied to every situation and every life circumstance, this is the greatest need of every person among us. Yes, the hungry need actual food, real food they can eat, but everyone also needs the food that is the good news of Jesus Christ. Cuthbert shows us, I think, and tonight is not for the first time, that the Christian duty is always to provide both. So may God bless and keep us as we spread the good news of Christ in our community, both in word and deed. Amen.